Welcome to the Daily Tech Podcast for December 18th, 2009. I'm your host, Alex Southwell. First story of the day, Mark Shuttleworth steps down from the position of CEO of Ubuntu to be replaced by Jane Sibler, the previous COO since 2004. He is not in any way leaving the company. He's just moving on to large enterprise deals for new cloud offering. One of the reasons for this was for the separation of Canonical and the Ubuntu community. TechCrunch reports that Google may be deep in talks to buy Yelp, the social networking user review and local search webpage, for supposedly $500 million. Google already has a similar tool called Places, but this may be just expanding that tool. Next story of the day, a piece of software called Minitube brings flash-free YouTube to your Mac and Linux desktop. Perfect for if you can't get Flash working right or if you just prefer a flash-free viewing experience. The Minitube interface is very simple and it includes a toggle HD viewing as well as a full screen option for those longer videos. Minitube is a free download. iWikiPhone is a new website for all you people who are sick of the iTunes App Store with its short and uninformative reviews. iWikiPhone uses user-submitted apps lists so that you can see what other people you know or might know use on a day-to-day basis with their iPhone. Also, they include what they call an app farm to give ideas for what you would think would make a killer app. Last story of the day, Lacey announces the first USB 3 RAID external drive. Due to be released in early 2010, this dual SATA RAID disk is capable of doing burst speeds up to 275 megabits per second. This may be one of the first drives that is capable of recording 1080p video from a digital camcorder. For links from stories on today's show, or any other show, please go to techdaily.squarespace.com. Thanks for listening.